Welcome to the We Have a Meeting podcast, where we sit down with the world's smartest thinkers to give you the actionable tools, insights, and strategies that could make your life more impactful and productive. This week, we have a meeting with...
Brace the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Elise Hugh, host of the podcast TED Talks Daily. For more than 20 years, Paylocity has been leading the way with cutting-edge work solutions like on-demand payment, which offers employees access to wages prior to payday, flexible time tracking features, which enable staff to clock in and out through their mobile device, and numerous other cutting-edge solutions that simplify collaboration across HR, finance, and IT. Learn more about how Paylocity can help streamline work and enhance business outcomes for your organization at paylocity.com/simplified.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Trench Tips. It's me, Jack Frimpson, and it's my best friend,
Zach Thompson.
It's good to have you, Zach Thompson. Zach, I want to hit you with a big question today.
Hit me. Better be big. Better be huge.
Do you mind if I hit you with a big one?
As long as it's lofty.
Okay. And it's appropriate, so don't worry. So, Zach, you've worked...
6 foot two.
No. You've worked in sales for a long time, okay?
Ooh.
We've been friends for a very long time. You're a very funny guy. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll take that. What do you do on your sales calls to make sure that you're different from every other sales call that those people are receiving?
I'm probably not scared to get weird.
Okay. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, I think sometimes people keep sales calls in quite a serious place. But, you know, everyone's going home and chucking a bit of Would I Lie to You on and laughing at Lee Mack, aren't they? They'd be lying if they weren't. Am I right?
All right, I thought you meant like Charles and Eddie, the song. Everyone's going home and just playing that song on repeat. Can't you?
No, but I'm sure that, you know, me, Elon Musk, Richard Branson, Stephen Bartlett, whoever else that you'd like in that business leader world, we're all sat around watching Would I Lie to You. You're probably going to think Bob Mortimer's quite funny as a guest.
Mm.
Yeah? So why not take a sales call there?
Okay. It's weird, isn't it? People just eliminate humor. Like when it, well, okay, we're in sales now, we're in business. We can't make it like, obviously the state of mine and yours linked in. Some people would say it's funny. Some people would say we're absolutely off our nut. But.
Well, we had that podcast guest, didn't we, before we started. He said, can I ask before we jump in, is there something wrong with you both?
But it's like, but why can't you bring humor into the world of business or sales? It's like, surely that's something we all have. Not everyone's got a funny bone, but most people.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, like, you know, there's a skill to it, but there's also, don't take it so seriously because not everyone's going to be like, oh, yeah, this is great. Like, sometimes you have to think on your feet a bit and make it a bit weird to get someone using a different part of the brain. The pattern interrupt works because it interrupts in a certain way that makes someone's brain work slightly differently. The exact same thing could be said about, like, saying something weird to someone on a night out and they're like, oh, suddenly have a sober moment and think about what you're saying. They're like, what? And it's the same on sales calls that go in a certain way. We're all going down this pattern and then I just say something odd. And then it makes someone go, what?
So can you, because you've been doing this for me for the last 15, 16 years of friendship, you'd be like, what would you rather have, like tarantulas for arms or little co-workers for ears or something like that? I don't know the semantics of it. So what would you say, like, what are some of the weird ones you've got into?
All right, let's role play one. So pretend you'd hit that classic, like, oh, sorry, I'm not interested type part of the cover.
I don't see any of those problems, and I've probably got to get back to work now.
That's fair enough. I thought I was asking for a lot with that 30 seconds. You gave me three. But look, let me ask you a question before you go. Is that all right?
Yeah, go on.
Swans.
Sorry, go on.
Swans, you know about swans?
Yeah, I know about swans.
Right, so let me ask you this then. Why are they majestic, but you're also a bit scared of them?
It's a good question.
Anyway, I've got another call. Have a think about it. I'll give you a call next week.
I like it.
The call ends, and then I call back next week, and I go, listen, we're going to roll the dice together. So let's act out the next call.
Hello?
So I ring you up. Hello. You've got a choice to make. Sales call or swans?
Yeah, I'll give you 30 seconds. don't make me feel weird about myself again.
Yeah, there's those sort of ones. And then you say, I'll give you one more. Right. So we've got to that same bit. You're not really interested.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Right. And I say, can I ask you one last question before you go?
Yeah, go on.
If a quiz is quizzical, what's a test?
I'm not answering. I know the answer to that.
Right, you're going to do one on me now.
Well, I wanted to tell you about I had a really weird one once, and I rang a guy up and I said, listen, if I told you that I'd been on Google today and your website isn't performing on the top in SEO, you're probably going to tell me that you've already invested loads of money and you're working on your SEO at the moment. And it was one of those dodgy data sheets that a client gives you. You know the kind where they tell you there's some good data in it, but there isn't. You know the kind.
Land in Mumbai.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, he goes, no, what I'm going to tell you is you can't help me because I don't have a website. I said, all right, whatever I tell you, I'm going to write your business name on a piece of cardboard and I'm going to stand on the M25 and promote your business for you. He said, why would you do that? I said, I don't know. There's other opportunity. There's other possibilities. He started laughing. He said, but we have been thinking about getting a website. Oh, right. Okay.
And then you were in.
Getting the palm of my hand. But it's just like, if you said, oh, sorry, I didn't do my research. See you later. Cool. Big deal. It's that thing about research. We won't get into that now. We can save that for another day. Is there any other weirdness or humor? Well, I did have a discovery meeting the other day, and they were saying, yeah, a lot of your posts are really, really funny. I said, thanks. But it's obviously like there's a lot of, I try and talk a lot of like sense as well in there. So it's like shaping it away. She said, no, honestly, I bet people just book meetings with you because you're funny. I was like, oh, right. It's the only, so the only reason you're here then, you don't think I can help you? No, it's just because you're funny.
I think there's, you know, funny pattern interrupts, funny little bits of the call to maintain it. There's also like, you know, gatekeeper stuff you can do that's quite funny.
Mm.
Like the old, you know, when they're coming back and saying, like, I'm trying to think of an example. So, yeah, just let them know it's Zach. Okay. Can I ask who? Can you get him on the phone, please? Yeah, right now. It's urgent. Yeah, I've got a plane booked. Helicopter's on the way to take us there. Yeah. Hello, Brian. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you ever just sing down the phone at them and hope that's a good enough pattern interrupt?
Well, I sang once and he said, you know you're not on hold, don't you? And I went, yeah, no. It wasn't like in the middle of the call, but it was like when I was writing something down. Like I was going like, and he was like, you're not on hold, you know? I was like, yeah, I'm not embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed to hum at you.
Just sing what the gatekeeper's thinking. The gatekeeper thinks this is a sales call, but she doesn't know that I know Mark really well. Mark's not in today, is he? Do you think that would work?
Oh, I like that. I like to do the introduction as well, like that. You know, your intro with a saying that doesn't make any sense. So pick up the phone.
Hello.
Rolling Stone gathers no moths. Am I right? Am I wrong?
Late night love, Doctor. Sorry, I mean it's jerk. You're okay.
Batman hotline. Yeah, exactly. Cool, all right. Well, I think there's something in there.
Well, I think it's just one of those things like people will probably teach you to be really serious. Don't forget that people are people. They're human beings. And we all, well, this is, I don't know if it's appropriate. Can I bring something up? I've been telling you about this recently. I'm reading a new book at the moment called The Denial of Death. And it's quite a clever thing. And it's like, even the man that is king of the land sits on his ass. So it's one of those things that even the most important, and we've spoke about this, like, it's like putting them, that's quite funny, all those seagulls in the background. That's a good pattern interrupt right there, Zach. And it's one of those things, like, even the most important, don't put people on pedestals, because even the most important men in the world or the most important women in the world, they all shit. Like, it's that thing of just remembering that we're all human beings and we all...
That's so true. Be quick to see how similar you are with everyone rather than how different
exactly.
you are.
You
spend that sort of teen angsty bit of your life and probably early 20s thinking that there's something unique and special about you, only to find out as you get a bit older,
yeah,
all the same.
So the same.
And it just repeats forever anyway.
Exactly.
So don't worry about it.
We're all going to die. Anyway, let's leave it there.
Hi, I'm Adam Grant, host of the podcast Work Life. For over 20 years, Paylocity has been simplifying work with innovative solutions that teams love, like on-demand payment, which offers employees access to wages prior to payday, flexible time tracking features, which enable staff to clock in and out through their mobile device, and numerous other cutting-edge solutions that simplify collaboration across HR, finance, and IT. Learn more about how Paylocity can help streamline work and enhance business outcomes for your organization at paylocity.com/simplified.
Take an Amex card with you on your morning coffee run and earn cash back. On a weekend trip, earn miles. See if you pre-qualify for an American Express card with no impact on your credit score. Learn more at americanexpress.com/check-4-offers. Your credit score may be impacted if you accept a card. Terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Aura. Imagine waking up to find your bank account drained, bills for loans you never took out, a warrant for your arrest, all because someone stole your identity. Hackers aren't waiting. Why are you? That's why we're thrilled to partner with Aura. Your personal data is a goldmine for hackers, and Aura helps lock it down. Aura monitors the dark web, blocks data brokers from selling your information, includes a VPN for private browsing, and a password manager to secure your accounts before criminals break in. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial plus a dark web scan to check if your personal information has been leaked, all for free at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety to sign up and start protecting yourself and your loved ones. That's aura.com/safety. Terms apply. Check the site for details.
Our books are now open. Friends, Romans, countrymen, if you're looking for more sales, and that might be getting more meetings in the diary, meeting more of the right types of people, or breaking into a new area or sector, we've got you covered in two key ways. Number one, we can do it for you. We can kick the doors down, get you the meetings, and do the prospecting that you hate. Or number two, we can teach you how we do it so you can do it for yourselves, creating repeatable, predictable results. So if you're interested in either of those things, www.wehaveameeting.com and hit the contact us form. Speak to you soon.